This is North Shore Today for Friday, November 4, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the 60s. Salem officials wrapped up their 40th haunted happenings season this past weekend, and according to Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News, the number of visitors last weekend was about 246,000. That number is registered by tabulating the number of cell phone pings over the weekend. The numbers overall were not as high as some had expected. Overall for October, though, the number was 921,000 visitors. U.S. Senator Ed Markey was in Newburyport this week getting a first-hand look at the city's $9 million Plum Island dredging project. Salem News reports that the project is designed to slow down beach erosion. An interview with Massachusetts Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr is available at msonewsports.com with more on this story. The town of Swampscott is considering the possibility of distributing bring-your-own-bottle, or BYOB, liquor licenses. The Daily Item is reporting today that the select board may vote on the option at their next meeting that would allow local restaurants to allow customers to bring their own wine or beer into local establishments. A coalition of environmental groups is calling on the Baker administration to put the brakes on state subsidies for large-scale solar projects that are destroying farmlands and forests. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that one activist says, "We are killing the planet in the name of trying to save it." Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the New York Rangers 5-2 last night. The Bees are now 10-1 on the season. The Celtics host Chicago tonight. World Series, Houston over Philadelphia 3-2 last night. They now lead the series 3-2, with the series headed back to Houston. High school football tonight. The North Shore's top team in Division II is Peabody, and they'll play host to Bishop Feehan. Here is Tanner's coach Mark Betancourt on Peabody's number one offensive weapon, quarterback Shea Lynch.
We go offensively as Shea Lynch brings us. His work ethic in practice is absolutely relentless. It's off the charts. You know, he's our scout team quarterback. So he's not only playing when we're doing an offensive series, he's playing when we're doing a defensive series. And he's out there trying to pick on our defensive backs, trying to pick on our linebackers, trying to force our defensive line to catch him when he does scramble. So on a defensive day, it's not an easy day with Shea back there playing scout quarterback.
Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.